From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Joint Monitoring Commission on Iran's nuclear program meets for the first time. The commission is tasked with monitoring how both sides of the recent nuclear accord with Iran implement their parts of the agreement. Monday's session brought high-ranking officials from Iran and the group that includes the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, Germany, and the European Union to Vienna for discussions. An Eritrean migrant has died after being shot by Israeli police, who mistook him for a suspect in a deadly bus station attack. Amateur video from the scene shows a mob beating the wounded man as he lay on the floor of the Beersheba bus terminal in southern Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned against vigilantism on Monday, saying no one must take the law into their own hands. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will meet later this week with leaders from Russia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan to discuss options for restarting the process of bringing a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Kerry said during a visit to Spain that the United States wants to avoid the total destruction of Syria. He said he is going into the talks only with the expectation of all parties trying to better understand what the options are and how to proceed. Officials say at least 14 people were killed, 20 wounded Monday in central Somalia when rival clan militias battled in the streets of Beledweyne. Witnesses say the violence followed a dispute over tax collection. Most of the wounded are said to be civilians caught in the crossfire. Efforts are now underway to mediate the dispute. This is VOA News. NATO has launched its largest military exercise in more than a decade. The Western Military Alliance says 36,000 troops from the more than 30 NATO member nations and partners will undergo intensive training across Italy, Spain, and Portugal. The three-week exercise will be called Trident Juncture. The exercises come amid growing concern about Russian military moves and growing instability in the Middle East. Croatia opened its border with Serbia late Monday afternoon, allowing about 3,000 migrants to enter. A spokeswoman with the UN Refugee Agency said that the doors suddenly opened and people rushed through. It was not immediately clear why Croatia suddenly permitted the mass entry. The World Health Organization says road traffic accidents continue to take an unacceptably high toll, with 1.25 million people dying each year from accidents. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The report, which is based on data collected from 180 countries, shows the number of annual deaths from road traffic crashes is stabilizing. It considers this good news since this is occurring while the number of motor vehicles is increasing rapidly and populations are growing worldwide. But in a particularly sobering note, the data also show that road crashes are the number one cause of death among young people between the ages of 15 and 29. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Philippine Army, police, and volunteers are rushing to assist hundreds of villagers trapped by floodwaters caused by Typhoon Kapu. The storm is blamed for at least 11 deaths. China's economy slowed in the third quarter of 2015, growing by 6.9%. It's the weakest period for the world's second largest economy since the global economic slowdown. U.S. cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says Chinese hackers tried to break into websites of U.S. companies the day after the Chinese government agreed to stop such actions. CrowdStrike says it has thwarted at least 7 attempts to break into computers used by U.S. companies. Egyptian Prime Minister Sharif Ismail says turnout in Sunday's first day of voting was between 15 and 16%. Monday saw a second day of first-round voting in 14 provinces, but turnout was again said to be light, even though government officials predict that it will be higher than Sunday. Government workers were given time off to allow them to go to the polls. Voting in Egypt's other 13 provinces, including Cairo, will take place next month in a second round. Final results are not expected until December. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are mixed today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.